but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Our next guest, former kamikaze kid at the University of Oregon, also played at Seattle U. Longtime career in the NBA as a player and executive, and now is the WCC commissioner. Stu Jackson joining us. Where are you today, Stu Jackson?
I am actually, John, in San Bruno, California, where I belong, at our offices.
That's headquarters. I love it. Hey, before we get into the WCC stuff, we were just talking about the NBA, the world of the NBA. You worked, obviously, as a coach in the NBA, as a player in the NBA, as an executive in the league front office, and you were the second youngest coach in the NBA in NBA history at the age of 33. That had to be weird. But give me an idea. What is this time of year like in the NBA? June 30th.
Yeah, it's a time that has evolved in the NBA calendar that has been a real windfall for the league itself. I mean, when you think about the interest in this day and age that's generated around the NBA after an NBA Finals, you know, that includes the NBA Draft, the NBA Summer League in Las Vegas and other satellite locations, and an NBA free agency season, you basically have everything you want in the NBA all year round now. And it's a really interesting time, a time when teams have the ability to improve themselves after, you know, basically all but one team has had a disappointing end to their season. And it's just a fun time for fans.
I am... looking at the WCC, you got a big announcement tomorrow. Seattle U will be coming in, and you tell me, why is this important for the WCC?
Well, it's important because, you know, Seattle U has been an important contributor to our history as a conference, extending well over seven decades. But, you know, they... were part of the conference at one point. They were a member for 9 years, most recently before withdrawing from the conference in 1980, John. And to have them back basically feels like a place where they belong. I mean, they're an institution that really mirrors many of our institutions in terms of the mission of those schools, the values of those schools, and a rich history in athletics, particularly in the sport of basketball. So we're just thrilled to have them back, and I've been so wildly impressed by the leadership of President Peniel there and Athletics Director Shaney Fink, and I think it's just a good marriage between the conference and their institution.
How proactive do you have to be in this world of realignment and the shuffling of the deck, and you know, how strategic do you need to be?
Well, you need to be extremely strategic, although the goal that you're trying to reach or the target is a little bit fluid and unknown in this environment of, you know, the NCAA and a changing landscape and governance. We don't know what the landscape's going to look like down the road, and if you don't have a clear vision of being strategic, sometimes it becomes a little bit difficult, and that's not just for our conferences. It's really for the other 28 conferences. So, but in answer to your first question, you need to be thinking about this pretty much on a daily basis. And it's a difficult task for conferences, commissioners, and the institutions in all those conferences to really assess what the right thing is to do and, dare I say, the timing and when to do it.
I am eager to see what happens kind of from a basketball standpoint nationally. What does Seattle U do for the basketball strength of the conference?
Well, you know, Seattle U, they're interesting. You know, they're a program that's won at least 20 games in three of the last four seasons. More recently in 2022, they won the WAC regular season championship. You know, they have an excellent coach, John, and Coach Victor, and we're thrilled to have him part of our fold. And if they, you know, just from a metric standpoint, if you really take their metrics over the last couple of years, they finish in the middle of the pack of our conference, which, you know, the stronger your membership can be in terms of performance in men's basketball, it just bolsters your metrics. And we think they'll add positively to our existing conference.
Sue Jackson is with us. St. Mary's has come up a few times as a possible addition to the Pac-12. You know, they've been a little bit open in talking about, hey, we're just waiting to see. I think they're happy in the WCC, but obviously they want to keep their options open. How do you handle that as a commissioner?
Well, it's not something that you really handle without being a part and parcel with the institution like St. Mary's. And listen, President, you know, Thompson and Athletics Director Mike Matoso, they've been, again, pretty clear about, you know, where they stand right now. And I will tell you just anecdotally, they're acting like members that are going to be here for a long, long time. Although in this landscape, no one can fault any institution for keeping their options open if it means they stand the chance of gaining a financial windfall of some kind to join another conference. We all understand that. That being said, I do think that what is important for conferences and institutions when they decide to realign themselves with another conference, fit is important. And, I as I look at St. Mary's and I look at the Pac-12 and the direction that they are going, and, you know, shout out and kudos to Teresa Gould for the direction she's taken the Pac-12. You know, at first glance, it doesn't seem like St. Mary's is a fit. But again, we understand they need to keep their options open.
Sue Jackson with us, WCC Commissioner. You played at Seattle U in addition to Oregon. What are your memories from playing there?
At Seattle U?
Yes.
Well, John, it's an interesting story. I didn't go to Seattle U to play. I had gotten injured at the University of Oregon between my junior and senior year, and I had an ACL and a PCL injury, and at that time, I'm dating myself, those types of injuries were thought to be career-ending. So the reason I went to Seattle U was really twofold. One is I really wanted to get myself focused academically for my last year and a half of college and prepare myself for the next stage in life. And then secondly, I thought I'd take the opportunity to join Bill O'Connor, who was the men's basketball coach at the time, to join his coaching staff to see if I could help out in sort of a student assistant role. And fortunate for me, he accepted that. I went on to transfer. I ended up graduating from Seattle U, but just by chance I rehabbed my knee well enough that I could finish out the last 19 games of my career, score my 1,000th point, and really put an exclamation mark on my collegiate career. And it was just a time that I'll never forget. It was fun.
I love that. I am also interested in the WCC's success. You just watched an NBA Finals that had a number of WCC players. I think there were three WCC players, three starters in the NBA Finals. What does that say about your league?
Yeah, three starters and four players total, John. To have, three players on the NBA champion Oklahoma City Thunder, obviously Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren and Dukas from St. Mary's, and then on the other side with Indiana, Nembhard with the Pacers. It's just tremendous. It really, the fact that they're from, three separate schools speaks to the strength and tradition of the WCC, that we're not just purely Gonzaga. And, you know, I think it's just wonderful. And, you know, again, just signals the rich tradition of this conference in men's and women's basketball.
Stu Jackson is with us. Announcement tomorrow. I think that brings you to 12 in your conference. How does that balance feel to you?
You know, 12 is a good number. You know, certainly the year after we will be back down to 9 members. And be, you know, we currently are and will continue to be evaluating other institutions that may want the opportunity to join the WCC in hopes that we can get that number 9 up to a 10 or an 11 or a 12 to get ourselves back to where we're going to be next season. But next season in men's and women's basketball and, you know, the other 12 sports that Washington State and Oregon State are a part of, it's just going to be another banner year, and we're looking forward to that in terms of, you know, improving our metrics and gaining more access to NCAA tournaments and all of those sports, because certainly Oregon State and Washington State have really helped us over the past season and will continue next season.
You've got, you know, a real identity in your conference, and, you know, you have faith-based schools, you've got basketball-playing schools, and, you know, I look around the country and I think we're getting sort of this hodgepodge that is forming in conferences where, you know, we're losing identity. How important is it for the WCC and your presidents to kind of keep and stay true to the makeup of the conference, or are you looking at the realities of the world and going, we just need to take the best basketball playing members we can find?
You know, it's a little both with our presidents, and you know, they've been clear and I've been clear representing them that there's a recognition, as you said, that, you know, the lines are getting blurred with respect to conferences being able to maintain, you know, like missions and values within the respective conference. That's just a fact. At the same time, you have to loosen the reins a little bit and, you know, be willing to have discussions with institutions that perhaps don't look just like you. But that being said, you know, the presidents are clear. You've either got to have one of or two things or both. And those two things are you have to academically certainly be on par with the rest of the member institutions in the West Coast Conference and or perform at a level athletically on par with institutions within our conference.
Stu Jackson, you got the big announcement tomorrow. It'll be Seattle U joining the WCC. How important is this upcoming basketball season for your conference? And then beyond that, I'd love for you to speak a little bit about the NCAA tournament and potential expansion there. I know that you are on the NCAA selection committee, and you were this last year. Man, what a wild time to be part of that committee. But, you know, where does, you know, what's going to happen? Are we looking at further expansion? Is it imminent? What do you think?
Yeah, no, two very good questions. You know, John, I think on the first one, you know, this coming year is going to be vitally important, you know, for the conference. I mean, we're coming off a season where, you know, metrically we were ranked the seventh best conference in the country. According to KenPom, it was a year last season whereby we had 6 men's teams and 6 women's teams in postseason play, which is, you know, tied for the most that the conference has ever had in both of those sports. You know, we end up, you know, with multiple bids, certainly on the men's basketball side. And I expect similar performance this coming year. And judging by how well our schools have done recruiting in the transfer portal and both, you know, from high school, I'm really optimistic about this coming season. But, you know, it's interesting. I mean, on the expansion of the tournament and, you know, opinions vary all across the country, both, you know, for and against expansion. You know, I don't know what's going to happen, John, and I'm saying that not to avoid the question. I really do not know. This coming July 7th through the 11th, the Men's Basketball Committee, of which I'm a member, will be presented with the facts as it relates to, you know, the financial viability of expansion, will be presented with, you know, how the networks view a potential expansion opportunity of the tournament. And then as a committee, you know, we've got to make a decision, you know, thumbs up or thumbs down. But at this point, I don't know which way it's going to go. But I'm really enthusiastically looking forward to hearing the information, or the continuing to hear the information we've received over the last year, to see where the NCAA and the network partners have landed with respect to their negotiations.
Stu Jackson, congratulations. You got a new school in your conference. Thanks for giving us some of your time.
No, always happy to, John, and thank you again for having me.
There he goes, part of the one of the greatest recruiting classes in Oregon history, if you really think about it. You've got Greg Ballard, Ernie Kent, Steve Manker, Stu Jackson, Kamikaze Kids. They were not bad. Our big splash is coming up. I want you to leave it right here.